How has the labor force changed in Maryland throughout the years? Maryland Humanities is bringing a new Smithsonian traveling exhibition, The Way We Worked, to 5 communities in Maryland this year, and companion exhibitions will uncover the unique history of work in our state. Ms. Nina Johnson, executive director of Sumner Hall in Chestertown, tells us about the history of work in Kent County and the focus of the companion exhibition on this second stop of the tour.
Kent County seeks to preserve the best of its past while investing for the future. Its pastoral landscape is primarily devoted to agriculture, while the Chesapeake Bay, along with the Chester and Sassafras Rivers, continue to draw those interested in fishing, sailing, and other water sports. Although Native Americans had worked the land and rivers for hundreds of years, English-speaking people first settled in nearby Kent Island in 1631, where they were mainly engaged in tobacco production. By 1730, diversified agriculture had begun to replace tobacco, and Chestertown had become an international port, center of economic activity and colonial culture. In the early 1800s, Baltimore quickly passed Chestertown in trade, but the arrival of steamships enabled farmers to ship their goods across the Chesapeake Bay and allowed the county to develop tourist centers along the bay beaches of Betterton and Tallchester. When the railroads came in the late 1800s, additional markets to the north developed. This improvement in transportation, together with canning and refrigeration, boosted the fishing industry, and Rock Hall became a major hub of the Chesapeake seafood trade. Finally, in 1952, the first Chesapeake Bay Bridge was built, connecting Maryland's eastern and western shores. Throughout this time, the population has remained remarkably constant at around 20,000, making Kent the smallest county in Maryland. However, the composition of the workforce has changed significantly over time. Indentured servants provided most of the labor during the first phase of the colonial era. In the late 1600s, African American slaves replaced them as the major workforce. A century later, as agriculture shifted from labor-intensive tobacco to wheat production, many of these slaves were freed and hired back at low wages during planting and harvest. Although agriculture has remained the major economic force in the county during the past century, the increased mechanization of agriculture, along with the growth of tourism, healthcare, manufacturing, and retail businesses, have meant that farm workers represent a much smaller sector of the workforce. Today, 86% of the workers are employed in the private sector. Despite a beautiful landscape and a capable workforce, many challenges remain. Kent County is committed to improving its schools, addressing chronic rural poverty, and overcoming a legacy of racial division. Its goal of becoming one of the nation's first gigabit counties, providing everyone with access to high-speed internet, should help it address these issues. In addition to the Smithsonian Traveling Exhibition, visitors to Sumner Hall will appreciate the historic building constructed by 28 African-American Civil War veterans to house Charles Sumner Post No. 25 of the Grand Army of the Republic. This look into the past will enlighten the community as it builds a better future.
The Way We Worked will be on view at Sumner Hall from April 1st through May 20th. More information can be found at sumnerhall.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.